You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Chef is brought to you by Petco.com. Petco is a leading specialty retailer of premium pet food supplies and services, offering more than 10,000 high-quality pet-related products. Enter the code PETCHEF10, P-E-T-C-H-E-F, the number 10, and get 10% off any order, no minimum, at Petco.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard. Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, today's show, I'm going to be talking about commercial pet food, but this is not your ordinary buy it at the grocery store pet food. This pet food is made by EcoPack, and it's called Holistic Select. If you've listened to my other podcast, you've heard me talk endlessly about real food for your pets. And I've seldom suggested any form of commercial pet food. But I realize in today's world, people are busy, and sometimes our lifestyles put incredible demands on our time. So today, we're real fortunate to hear from Dr. L. Townsend, who is the Holistic Select staff veterinarian. Dr. L. will fill us in on what makes Holistic Select pet food better than those other guys. But before we hear from Dr. L, we'll hear a word from our sponsor. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
The Pet Chef is brought to you by 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. 1-800-PetMeds is your best source for pet medications, vitamins, supplements, and pet supplies. Get great savings, fast service, and free shipping. Go to PetMeds.com/chef, C-H-E-F, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more.
Welcome to Sassy Seniors, a show about our fabulous older dogs and cats. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson. You know, I wanted to create a show to really showcase our senior pets. And, you know, as the human population ages and lives longer, of course, so are our wonderful pets. But many of us with aging pets, it's so interesting. We have a tough time realizing or really admitting that they are seniors. So, in a way, I kind of like to think of our senior pets as wise puppies. What do you think about that? Be sure to join us for another edition of Sassy Seniors. And remember, celebrate your senior pets.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. My guest today is Dr. L. Townsend, the staff veterinarian for Holistic Select Pet Food. And welcome to Pet Life Radio, Dr. L.
Well, thank you, Mickey. It's a pleasure to be here. I've looked at your website, and I certainly admire you and the consumers or pet parents that are taking the time to make homemade diets for their pets.
Yeah, it's a daunting task sometimes, but, you know, I'm just offering an alternative, and there is also a lot of room for really good pet food, and that's why I was excited that we heard from you guys that, you know, to talk a little bit about EcoPack or Holistic Select. Where are you anyway? Tell us a bit about your own background, Dr. L, and how it led to your involvement with Holistic Select.
Well, I started as a veterinarian many years ago. I had a practice for 35 years in Maryland, And during that time, nutrition really became a very important part of my practice. It was obvious to me that the better fed dogs, the dogs that had the quality nutrition, were much healthier and actually much happier than those pets that were struggling with some of the least expensive foods or foods that weren't what they should be. So it became obvious to me I was seeing those less than ideal pets more frequently. They were having more problems. They had much less resistance to problems, and so it became obvious to me that nutrition was a really, really important part of a pet's life and something that I should really, really be focusing on. As time went on, that became even more important to me. Many of my clients had working dogs in the area in Maryland I live in. Hunting is a big
deal.
Right,
that's a big thing there, yeah.
And obviously you have to have great nutrition in order for these dogs to do well in the winter, in cold water. That became very, very important. And as time went on and my life got a little different, I actually volunteered as a veterinarian on the Iditarod sled dog race.
I was going to ask you about that a little later in the segment, but go on, because I think that's really a great story. And so we'll talk a little bit about that later on, but go from there to where you are today.
Well, it became so important to me there to provide the adequate nutrition for these dogs that have the passion to run this sled dog race to have the nutrition that allows them to do that and stay healthy and lose very little weight during the race. And so it all became very important. And as I matured and as I looked into this even more, I began to read about the supplements and nutrients that can have additional benefit to a pet if they're provided in the dog or cat's diet. So that's kind of my story and how nutrition became an important part of time with me. And during that time, I was contacted by Eagle Pack and became a consultant about 15 or 16 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time, yeah. Now, where is Eagle Pack located? Where is their main headquarters?
Well, actually, Eagle Pack, the pet food company, and Wellness, Old Mother Hubbard, came together about 2 years ago, and we're now under the label called Well Pet.
Yeah.
Our headquarters is in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. You started at the Eastern Shore Animal Hospital. Are you still doing that, too?
No. As I said, I sold my practice 5 or 6 years ago. Started working full-time for Eagle Pack, and then when Well Pet came along, they asked me to stay on, and I've been doing it for Well Pet now for 2 years.
Oh, good for you. Well, congratulations. That's a great position, and it sounds like you're the man. You're the guy who knows about nutrition, and we need more people like you.
Well, there's nothing more important than nutrition. Nutrition is the key to a healthy, happy, and long life for us as well as our pets. And that's a very important concept to understand. Pets have become so important in our lives today. We want the very best for them. Many of us do. And many of us, if not all of us, want them to live as long and happy a life as we can provide for them. And nutrition is the key to that.
Yeah, it definitely is. I had a bout with ovarian cancer 17 years ago, and it was nutrition. I did not do any of the treatments that were recommended. I'm pretty bullheaded, and I'm a Taurus, so I ignored everything else out there, but I did nutrition, and I changed my life. And that's what I think I'm pretty adamant about, helping people with their pets, because it happens so quickly that we have to appreciate our bodies. They're just magnificent. And, you know, if you feed them the right stuff, that they can really accelerate forward. But most people don't seem to get that yet. But they are. I've seen a big change.
Well, I think that's true. Will Rogers once said that dogs were put on this earth to please man, and they spend 24 hours a day doing just that.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very true. And we owe them so much that it is really important that we do take that responsibility and provide the best diets we can for those pets.
Yeah, yeah. If dogs could cook, I always tell people, if dogs could cook, boy, we'd have it made.
At Holistic Select, we put quality, highly digestible, natural proteins, fats, and carbohydrates in our diet as the basic diet formula of our foods. And to me, that's very, very important to have very highly digestible, quality protein, fats, and carbohydrates in the right amounts for an ideal diet for whatever life stage a pet might be in.
Right.
But we also take a step further, and we add a lot of natural supplements to the diet that we think enhance and extend the quality of that diet that pet parents are feeding their pets.
Well, I just wanted to talk a bit about, how does Holistic Select decide on the contents of their food? Is that you helping to make that decision? And I appreciate the fact that I was checking out the large array of food, and that they include anchovies and sardines as a big part of their fish products. And I'm a huge fan of sardines for pets in particular. And are you the one who comes up with those particular combinations?
No, it's not just me. It's a combination of reading about research, reading about information that's on the internet, in research literature, about the value of those particular ingredients. And then it's all about performance. It's about trial and error, and how well does a dog do on those particular ingredients. That's one of the most important things that we feel sometimes go neglected by other pet food companies, is how does that food feed? Is it really worth that additional cost to feed those kinds of nutrients to a dog? And we think that it is very important to feed the highest quality nutrients. You know, salmon, anchovies, and sardines have some of the largest content of omega-3 fats, those essential fats that really provide tremendous benefit beyond just providing the calories from fats.
Right. We've got a little problem with understanding fats here in the United States. Everybody thinks fat and equals fat, and I'm always trying to convince people that it's not quite the same thing.
Well, that's very true. We all need fats. As a matter of fact, there are actually essential fats that are required in our diet in order for us to have everything that we need to stay healthy and happy. So it's all about how much we eat. That's really the most important thing. But we should have quality fats in our diet, but we don't need too many of those. That's the biggest problem.
Dr. L, you know, I have a lot of listeners who might be struggling with their finances and who would like to feed their dog a better brand similar to Holistic Select or their cat, but they can't afford it. What could you tell these kind of people?
Well, that's a question that many people ask, Mickey, and it is, in today's society, it is a very, very important question. Cost has to enter into everyone's concerns and budget, so it is important to have an understanding of not only the value of good nutrition, but how much does that cost. And veterinarians have looked at that. Veterinarians have actually looked at that for quite some time. Consumers walk into the store, and there is a huge difference between the least expensive foods and the most expensive foods that are in a small independent retail store where you can commonly find quality products. It's not about the cost of the bag, though. Research has shown us that if you buy a very inexpensive, poor quality food that costs a minimal amount of money for the bag, and you buy a expensive quality product or more expensive quality product for a pet, it's not about how much that bag costs, it's about how much does it cost to feed that dog per day.
Right.
And obviously the least expensive food, you will feed more of that food every day than you would a quality product. And so the bag of a quality product will last longer than a less expensive food. And if you look at how much it costs per day, it actually costs the same amount of money per day in every study that I have seen. So it really isn't about the cost of the bag. It's about the quality of the nutrition that you're providing for your pet. And the better the quality, the least amount of food you'll have to feed every day. And so it doesn't really cost that much more to feed a quality product.
It is also kind of like solar power. In the long run, you will make your money back because you will not be taking your dog to the vet as often as one might think.
That's a really great side effect of this, and actually that's what really stimulated me in my practice to put a greater emphasis on nutrition, was that I was not seeing those pets that were in an optimum state of nutrition. I was not seeing them as frequently as I was seeing some of the other pets in my practice, and enhancing the immune system, and actually some of the probiotics actually produce ingredients or nutrients that are of benefit to the dog or cat as well.
Yeah, and I use probiotics a lot because I travel a lot. I go overseas a lot, and I never get sick because I take probiotics when I'm traveling and even when I'm at home. And my dogs get it too, but they're pretty well fed as far as they usually eat meat. But I think it's very important, and that's a good thing to hear. What excites you about Holistic Select? Is there something coming down the pike that you enjoy seeing heading this way, or are you constantly researching new things?
Well, we are constantly researching new things, looking into research that's being done by peer review and published in peer review journals. We're constantly looking at that. We're looking within the pet food industry as to what's going on and what's working. We're looking into the holistic community as to what's going on and what's working. We're looking into the veterinary community too, and we're really trying to pay attention to what are the needs of every pet that's out there, and how can we influence and support those needs for every pet, because it really is about performance, as I mentioned earlier. We want to have the very best pet food out there that performs well for the largest group of dogs and cats in the society today. That's our motivation, and I guess my motivation is that it is becoming, consumers or pet parents today are becoming much, much more aware of the value of good nutrition. And We believe that that's part of the responsibility of a small independent pet store, is to be well educated about the value of good nutrition and pass that information on to the consumer. And by educating the consumer about the value of good nutrition, we're helping every pet that's out there stay healthier and live longer. That's our real goal.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue with Dr. L in a minute, right after we hear from our sponsor. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
The Pet Chef. is brought to you by PetCareRx, America's most affordable pet pharmacy. PetCareRx offers the same meds as top vets, but with a savings up to 50%. And if you find a lower price on a certified EPA and FDA-approved medication, PetCareRx will match that price. So, go to PetCareRx.com. Use promo code PETCHEF10. PETCHEF, the number 10, and receive $10 off orders of $50 or more.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and welcome back to Dr. Al from Holistic Select Pet Food. What about cats, Dr. Al? What is important in Holistic Select's version of food compared to a lot of other food that you see in the grocery store?
For cats?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Well, cats are what we call true carnivores. Cats do best when their calories come from protein and fat of animal origin. They thrive on animal protein and fat. That's what they do best on. And our diets are meat-based formulas. Concentrated meats are the first ingredients in our foods, and animal fats are in all of our foods as well to provide that nutrition. We have less carbohydrates, less carbohydrate calories in our foods, and some of the less expensive foods, some of the lesser quality foods that are out there, and that's what makes our foods perform so well, along with all of our supplements, the probiotics and the prebiotics and the omega-3 fats, and of course the quality vitamins and minerals that are in our foods as well.
Yeah, I've noticed my cats here eat a lot of bugs because there's a lot of bugs in the summer here in Arizona. And that's their main source of protein besides they love sardines. But I studied under a vet for a long time, many, many years ago, who always used to tell me the perfect food for a cat is 1 mouse a day. So
well,
we have a lot of rats.
That cats have done well hunting for the millennium since cats have been around, and they are designed to consume actually the whole animal so that they get all of the nutrients that animal can provide.
So let's go back to what we had brought up earlier about you working with the Iditarod. How did you get involved in that? Is this your passion, or did you just like to help people out with their dogs?
Well, it's probably a combination. I love winter. I love cold weather, and I saw...
Boy, that's different than Mark and I.
I saw Iditarod on television many years ago, and I said, gee, I've got to go see that. And so I started inquiring and found out that they have a team of volunteer veterinarians, and I went ahead and volunteered in 1991. That was my first year up there.
That's great.
I've been going ever since.
Oh, that's terrific. So endurance is obviously the goal, to keep the dogs moving along and without, like you said, without dropping weight too much.
Yes. Well, you have several things that relate to nutrition up there. First of all, the weather is extreme, and it takes a lot of calories to stay warm. Of course, these dogs are bred for the cold weather. They actually have a triple lining of hair. It's actually a fur that these dogs have, so they do have a genetic ability to do well in the cold weather, and then nutrition plays a tremendous role in providing them the energy to stay warm, as well as to travel 100 miles a day in that cold weather on the race. And these dogs have such a passion to do it, and such a desire to do it, and they've bonded so closely with the musher, the human that is with the team, that it's quite a ride down the down the trail, they all get this tremendous surge of love for one another and passion to go down the trail as quickly as they can. And nutrition plays a tremendous role in all of that. And every one of these dogs needs the very best in quality nutrition designed specifically for them to maintain their weight and provide the energy to do the work that they need to go down the trail every day.
How often are they fed in that? Are they fed once a day or before or after they race that day? Are they fed twice a day?
Well, Mickey, the dogs, it's been found now that these dogs require somewhere around 10 or 11,000 calories a day.
Wow.
In order to do this. And so feeding them once or twice a day, it would really, really be hard to get all of those calories down them. So generally, they're fed and snacked 8 or 10 times a day.
Oh, my.
So that they get that total amount of energy they need to do all of the work that's required of them and also stay warm. So it's a frequent stop, rest, eat, run, stop, rest, eat, run. Some of the rests are shorter than others. Some of the runs are shorter than others, just depending on the terrain, the time of day, the temperature. All of that, plays a role in deciding when to feed and how much you're going to feed and how much you're going to run and all that.
Boy, that's exciting, because all these years I've always wanted to know that answer, and you just laid it out right in front of me. How terrific. Boy, that's great, because I always wondered, how do they do that? How do they maintain that? They just can't eat once a day, a big pile of food, or at the end of the day. That's good to know.
The rule is that for every hour you run the dog, you owe them an hour of rest. That's the unwritten rule. Rest is really important. And rest is really important in order to assimilate the nutrients that are required, too. It's much easier for the body to digest and assimilate all of those nutrients if the animal has adequate rest as well. So
right.
That's a very important part of the strategy of going down the trail and actually reaching the finish line, is how much you run and how much you rest, and how all of that fits into the management of the team to make that team a success.
Yeah, boy, that's terrific to hear. That's great. Just wondered if you could tell us, you have a store locator, I know, on your website, so that would be the best way for people to be able to find your product. But it is not generally at grocery stores. It's usually in fine feed stores or better stores, grocery stores. Is that correct?
Well, we like to think that our main provider of our foods are the small independent retail stores that have taken the time to educate their staff, to answer any questions that a pet parent might have about their pet and the right diet for their pet. And so you can generally find our foods in some of those smaller independent retail stores. Our website is www.holisticselect.com, and I would encourage everyone to check out the website and our products. We also have a Holistic Select Pet Club that is on the site. You can actually sign up for that. If you get into the Holistic Select Pet Club, there are actually coupons in there for discounts on our food, as well as additional information about all the ingredients, the benefits of our supplements in our diet. There's detailed information about every bit of that on our website.
Oh, terrific. Well, this has been terrific to hear from such an expert on what sounds like a superior commercial food. And Dr. Al, I thank you for taking the time from, I know, your very busy schedule to fill us in on Holistic Select. And it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you as well.
Okay, and hey, we're out of time, and we want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, smellikeadog.com or dogchefs.com, and check out my new book, The Dog Chef's Road Food Manual. And you can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.